Testing 1 2, testing 1 2, testing. Okay, religion.
Holiness.
Occupation.
Evangelist.
Okay, education. What schools you went to?
I went to Berrien High.
Okay, where were your parents born? Do you remember?
Berrien.
Alright, did they go to school?
Yes.
Okay, and what was their occupation?
Regular labor. Leaving high school, I think.
All right. Do you know anything about either of your grandparents?
No.
Okay, are you married?
Yes.
And how old is your wife?
19.
And what's her religion?
Holiness.
And what's her occupation?
She had no occupation.
Okay, did she go to school?
No.
Okay, where was she born?
In, Mill, I think she was born in Mill.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Alright, what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Alright, what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
sunset.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
fine.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a mantelpiece? Wait, I said it wrong. The shelf over the fireplace.
A mantelpiece.
I'm sorry. Oh, well. What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace? Oh, yeah, you do. You put them in the fireplace and lay the logs across them. Have you ever heard of andiron, fire dogs, dog iron?
Fire dogs.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
Okay, what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Catwood.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers